Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunns.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Matt is hanging out with us this morning on second date update. Matt messaged us about Julia, and we're here to find out kind of what has happened since that first date, because Julia is just not getting back with Matt for a second, at least not yet. What's going on, Matt, with Julia? What's up?
Yeah, look, I'll tell you the truth. She's a 10 out of 10, but I'm not sure she feels the same way about me.
Okay. Yeah, well, if she's not getting back to you, probably not,
well,
unfortunately.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, PT, because there are sometimes some very innocent reasons why somebody is not getting back to
a text or a phone call. And that's the hope, man. Okay? That's the hope.
So, tell us about the date.
I mean, it was great. It was perfect. We decided to live a little. We went out for dinner, but we decided to have our dessert course first.
Wait, you had dessert before dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We were like, hey, we saw the dessert menu and we were like, yo, that looks delicious. Let's live our lives, have dessert at the beginning.
Yeah, I like this. Crazy. This kind of keeps it. Yeah. See, I always am supportive of people on dates that try to make it unique, because you want to be, without being obnoxious, you want to be memorable.
Spontaneous, yeah. Not obnoxious. Hopefully she felt the same way.
So did the conversation flow then? You were getting along. You wouldn't be wanting to go out with her if it was really super awkward, I guess.
Oh, no. It was a great time. She had funny stories about her job. I had a few funny stories myself. I thought the night went fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of good laughs, which I feel like is big. Were there any, like, tricky moments? You know, we always ask this, like, a moment where you're like, oh, okay, that something went wrong there.
I don't think so. She teased me a little bit for having caramel sauce on my brownie. She was like, chocolate or hot fudge is a must. But I thought it was, like, you know, playful, right? Texting her after the date was like, I was like, Team Caramel forever. You know?
Oh, no, you did. That's
okay,
great.
That's a little...
Team Caramel.
Team Caramel forever. I'll never forget that. I can't imagine that would keep somebody from wanting to see you again, Matt. But,
he's on Team Caramel.
Well, with second date, you just never know. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call her and see what we can learn about where Julie is at about seeing you again. How does that sound?
Yeah, I would really like to see her again. Whatever you guys can do.
Okay, we'll do our best. So stay right there. The second half of Second Date Update coming up next with Thunder and PT in just 3 minutes on The Wolf.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Matt and Julia, first date, they opted for dessert first. But was that the reason she doesn't want to see Matt again?
I don't think so. She teased me a little bit for having caramel sauce on my brownie. She was like, chocolate or hot fudge, the must. But I was like, team caramel forever.
You know? Oh, no, you did. That's okay. Great.
Well, let's find out. Let's talk to Julia.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning. Is this Julia?
Yeah. Who is this?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to trouble you this morning, but it's Thunder and PT, and just bear with me for just a second. We co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf, and we do a segment on our show, and it's called Second Date. Yeah, Second Date Update. Would you be willing to come on our show for just a minute to talk to us?
Gosh.
Yeah. No. It's. And this, I know, and you. We're only gonna. You only have to respond to what you're comfortable talking about. But this involves a date you went on about a week or two ago with a gentleman named Matt. Do you remember him?
Oh my god! So okay.
Yeah.
You said the radio.
Yes.
Yes. We do. This is Mornings on the Wolf, 102.9 okay. The Wolf.
Okay.
And it's called Second Date Update. So basically, it's about people.
Okay, Matt. All right. Okay, well, sure. Why not? Matt, you're talking about Matt?
Like, yes.
Like the off-the-menu Matt guy?
Off-the-menu Matt.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that. All he told us is that you went out and you had dessert before dinner, basically. Kind of did things a little differently.
Yeah, which was really cute, and it was super fun. But no, Matt was eating off the menu. That's why I called him off the menu, Matt. Yeah.
Okay, so he wasn't ordering something off the menu. He was literally eating. Like, did something spill on the menu and he licked it off, or did he pick or what?
So yeah, it was super, you know, cute and fun and all that stuff. Like starting with the dessert, but. You know, then we asked our server to, like, leave the dinner menus on the table.
Sure.
And Matt just, like, dripped a bunch of caramel, you know, caramel sauce on the menu and just ate the sauce right off the menu.
Did he use his finger or did he actually, like, pick the menu up and lick like you would a bowl?
Yeah, with his tongue.
Without a spoon. Yes.
I mean, it was with his finger, which I guess is a tiny bit better, but it's still gross. Like, imagine all those people that touch that menu.
You don't understand. Caramel's my favorite thing.
Huh?
Okay. Of course I'm going to do that.
Oh, all right. So, Matt, hold on. Okay, so Matt.
Is Matt here?
Yes,
yeah,
Julia,
so he's on the line.
I forgot to tell you. We forgot to share that Matt has been listening in. Matt, what were you saying about the menu? Is this true what you did? You licked the caramel off the menu?
Yeah, but. Okay, it's not that gross for one, and it was just like a reflex, and it's like I gotta get all the caramel. I need all of it, type thing.
But you can understand where Julia's coming from. That like she's like this is a little too much for me, right?
No, it's not like I licked the menu. I got the sauce with my finger and then licked my finger. That's not a big deal.
Why didn't you just wipe it on your napkin or your tablecloth instead of like taking it, putting it up to your lips?
I guess in the moment, I was just—I didn't think it was going to be a make or break thing.
To be fair, you licked it a couple of times. It wasn't just a one-time reflex thing. You licked it a couple of times to make sure it was all off.
Yeah. Well, he's on Team Caramel, as he told us.
I am. Yeah.
So it wasn't a reflex, Matt. Julia said you licked it a couple of times, so it couldn't have been just—it's not a reflex at that point. If you continue to do it,
okay.
And so
they clean the menus, though, in between, right? I mean, they clean them.
No, they don't. How do you know that they clean the menu?
They, like, spray them down and stuff in most restaurants.
I don't think that happens.
I hope they do.
I side with Julia on this one. I wouldn't want my date licking off the menu. Like you said, that has been touched by so many people's hands. I don't know where you're getting this, PT, that they spray the menus down. I've never heard of. Julia, that sounds ridiculous to me. That they spray.
Even if they do, you're in a restaurant that it's constantly getting touched and coughed on and snotted on.
Couldn't you have just said something like at the time? Like just, hey, wow, that's, you know, gross. He's going to do that again or what? Like it's just, did you?
You're not his mother,
yeah.
Julia.
Well.
Oh, I kind of did like a, ooh.
And he didn't get the hint.
You did that.
And he just kept going after it again. How much caramel did you spill, Matt?
Enough, I guess. Not a ton.
Because it's caramel, it's almost like a 5-second rule when it came to the caramel.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's kind of gross too, Julia, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like you could have just said, hey, like,
no,
man,
yeah,
it's
like
too
I
much,
said,
you know?
No, that's not her job.
Well, yeah.
It's like, I mean, when you were on a first date, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Julia, but consciously or subconsciously, you are making all kinds of judgments about the other person, and as they are you.
Julia, how about this? So here's the thing. We called because Matt wanted to find this out, which obviously we understand. He's on Team Caramel, licked it off the menu. Would you like to give him a second chance? Like, would you be willing to throw this in the rearview mirror and say, hey, like, let's try it again?
How many times, first of all, before you answer that question, how many times did he go back to the menu to lick it off his finger?
Was it? Yeah, I wish I didn't know that answer, but
was
I
it,
do.
What do you? Oh, you do know the answer.
I remembered. It was like three times.
Oh my! What do you have to say for yourself, Matt?
I licked the menu. I mean, I grabbed it with my finger three times. I get every last bit off. It's the car. You know, I love caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. So it's a yes or no then for a second date.
Oh, well, Matt, you seem like a nice guy. I don't want to be a jerk to you, but I really can't erase that. I can't forget that. So I'm gonna pass, Matt.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bummed that, like, this was the make or break on a second date. Like, that just seems really petty, but I'm kind of like, whatever.
Well, next time, if this happens again, Matt, I'd order cake first, maybe a pie that's not so drippy.
There you go.
Guys, I just want, you know, and I on your side, Julia, on this as well. And we just want to thank you both. And you've learned a big lesson here, Matt. So we just want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, guys.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing! I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.